Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Thursday, January the 9th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, what's devolution and why are we going to be talking about it quite a lot? Is another pandemic on the way? And hear from the hen hotel boss who's going on Dragon's Den. But first today, a carer who, along with a colleague, stole £12,000 from an elderly couple in Sittingbourne has been ordered to pay back just £1. Lucy joins me now with more on this story. So, Lucy, can you tell us the details of the case?
Well, the two women involved are Jodie Percival and Gemma Day. They were employed to look after pensioners Anne and Dennis Baldock, but a court heard over a four-month period in 2021. They drove to a cash point and withdrew money from the couple's account, with sums ranging from £200 to £500 at a time. Percival and Day pleaded guilty to fraud by abuse of position and were both spared jail.
So why has the case been back in court?
It's part of confiscation proceedings under the Proceeds of Crime Act, which is designed to recover financial gains made through criminal activity. Jodie Percival appeared before a judge this week, but it was decided she had no reliable assets, so would only repay a pound. She was 29 at the time of sentencing and from Bramley Way in Sheerness.
And what about the other woman involved, Lucy?
Well, that was Gemma Day, who appeared for her hearing in March 2022. The 30-year-old from Victoria Street in Sheerness was ordered to make the same minimal payment due to her own similar financial situation.
Lucy, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Video has emerged of two dogs having to run alongside a moving car in Dartford after being attached to the vehicle by their leads. The dashcam footage was captured in Darrenth Park Avenue and shows the animals trying to keep up with the SUV. You can see the footage today by clicking on the story at Kent Online. Well, hundreds of people have commented after it was posted on socials. Police were called but say the vehicle and dogs weren't found. A woman has been taken to hospital after falling from a multi-storey car park in Canterbury. Paramedics were called to Castle Street just before nine on Tuesday night. The air ambulance also landed at the scene. She was taken to the William Harvey for further treatment. Now, it's a word we are set to hear a lot over the next couple of years, and a big decision on devolution in Kent is going to be made later. The government wants to shake up how local authorities operate and who makes the big decisions on things like planning. Now, it's likely to see local councils scrapped in favour of bigger unitary authorities. The County Council will decide today if Kent and Medway want to be in the first raft of changes. Well, Maidstone Council leader Stuart Jeffrey has been speaking to Kate.
The government wants us to reshape local government. So at the moment we have Kent County Council and Medway Council as top tier authorities, and 12 districts, including Maidstone Borough Council, as lower tier authorities. They want to combine all of those upper and lower tiers into a number of unitary authorities. So Medway at the moment is a unitary authority. It has the powers of both districts and county authorities. So he wants to bring those two together. The thinking is there's probably going to be three or four of these unitaries across Kent. And the decision on Thursday is primarily to say, are we in the first wave of changes, or are we in the second wave of changes? And if we're in the first wave of changes, things happen incredibly quickly, including the loss of the county council elections in May, which is my personal biggest initial concern, is we lose a large element of our democratic rights to vote, particularly for Kent County Council, who are the people who are going to be leading the changes over the coming years.
And I understand that there'll be a protest outside Kent County Council on Thursday.
Yes, so many of us are unhappy about elements of the devolution and local government reorganisation. As I say, I'm really concerned about the cancellation of the elections for Kent County Council. Others are worried about too much power being invested in this single mayor figure across Kent, and we don't know how that's going to person's going to be held to account. Others are concerned about the loss of districts and the impact that has on democracy. So having big unitary authorities instead of smaller districts separates or starts to separate the link between councillors and constituents. And as councillors, we have a really close relationship with our constituents. We know them all, basically, and they know us. And the bigger the wards get, the less relationship we have, and the less ability we have to stand up and speak out on their behalf.
It is quite a big decision being taken on behalf of of everybody in the county, really. Why should people be invested? Why should people have their say about what's about to happen?
Because it is a huge shakeup, and it will have ramifications for the last shakeup was in 1974. So, you know, we could be looking at a lifetime of change from this one particular shakeup. And if it's not done right, we are going to have problems for a very, very long time, certainly for the rest of my life, potentially. So we've got to make sure that the changes are done well, they're considered properly, and that there is appropriate challenge built in so that no one person or party gets to ride roughshod over everyone else. Democracy is really, really best served when you have a variety of people inputting into decisions rather than power vested in a small number or a single person.
From my understanding, I mean, devolution is a done deal. It's come, as you said, it's whether or not we're in the first wave or the second wave of changes. There's really no pushing back against it. I suppose what you're saying is that, we just need to make sure that it's rolled out correctly in the best interest of everybody that's living in Kent.
Yeah, I mean, we do not get a choice over whether or not devolution happens. It is being done to us. Unless we don't accept it and work with national government, it will be done to us. And if it's done to us, it'll be done badly. So we've kind of got to play both lines. We've got to make sure we're getting the changes we need, and we need to make sure that it's being developed and led in a way that works for people across Kent. So we've kind of got to play both games in some respects. I've been meeting and all the council leaders across Kent have been meeting with the leaders of Medway and Kent County Council very regularly over the last couple of months. We're making sure our voices are heard. We're all asking our teams and our councillors and our residents, what do you think of these proposals? What would you like to see? And we're making sure that that is fed back to those council leaders who are in the driving seat.
Parliament would have to agree for the local elections in Kent to be postponed. A demo has also been taking place outside County Hall in Maidstone today as those talks about devolution get underway. Our local democracy reporter Simon Finlay is there.
Anthony Hook, leader of the Liberal Democrat group on Kent County Council. Why are you here today? What are you going to be doing?
The Liberal Democrats are standing up for democracy today. We've tabled three amendments to the Conservative proposals. One to say the elections must go ahead. One to say that change should be led by the public, not imposed on them, and one to say that there should be much more transparency, no more secret meetings.
We'll bring you details on what Kent decides in tomorrow's episode of the podcast.
Kent Online reports.
Follow Kent Online on socials to see CCTV footage of thieves using a scanning device to steal a car in Faversham. The £25,000 pickup truck was parked in the family driveway. The video shows the suspects holding the signal scanner near the car, which has a keyless entry. The theft has been reported to police, who say investigations are ongoing. Meantime, Kent Police are investigating reports a woman was robbed in Dover. It's said to have happened in Folkestone Road near Malvern Road on the evening of December the 10th. The victim described being pushed to the ground before having her bag stolen. Officers want to speak to any witnesses. The MP for Ashford is calling on Sir Keir Starmer to help get Eurostar trains to stop in Kent again. Services from the county to mainland Europe started 29 years ago but haven't run since the pandemic. Well, so Jan Joseph raised the issue during yesterday's Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons.
I welcome the efforts this Labour government has made to reset our relationship with the European Union and to seek to remove unnecessary trade barriers. The trading links between the UK and mainland Europe are of particular importance to my constituency of Ashford. So would the Prime Minister support my efforts and those of other Kent colleagues to restore international train service to Ashford International Station that will help economic growth in my constituency, Kent, and wider South East?
Prime Minister.
Well, I thank my honourable friend for raising this question. Businesses
in his constituents have been badly let down by the deal of the last government. And we, of course, are resetting and strengthening that relationship on the economy, on energy, on security to deliver the growth that we need. I know this is an issue of considerable frustration to his constituents. The decision in question, Mr. Speaker, is ultimately for Eurostar, but we are keen to see international services reinstated to Ashford as soon as possible. And I would be happy for the Rail Minister to update him on the latest discussions.
Elsewhere, the government's announcing new sanctions targeting the finances of people smuggling gangs. It's part of efforts to stop asylum seekers crossing the Channel to Kent in small boats.
Kent Online reports.
Five puppies have been saved after being found in a field in a box with the lid nailed shut in Swanley. They were discovered by chance before Christmas and have been taken in by a Herne Bay charity. They're all thought to be different breeds and have now been placed with foster carers while they wait for their forever homes. Concerns have been raised about the number of Kent Fire and Rescue staff who've had time off for mental health reasons. In the past 3 years, 162 employees have taken at least one day off. A spokesperson for the service says they're committed to protecting colleagues' well-being, and figures have actually gone down since 2021. Now, a Kent expert has played down the chances of another pandemic, despite a surge in cases of HMPV in China. The virus was first discovered in 2001 and can be found in countries around the world. It can cause a cough, fever and runny nose, but more vulnerable people can develop bronchitis or pneumonia. I've been chatting to Professor Martin Michaelis, who's a virologist at the University of Kent.
We know about it since 2001, but it hasn't caused major problems yet, so people haven't been that much interested. It is similar to a virus people might have heard recently about, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, because there's been a vaccine introduced. And similar to that, it is a risk to the very young, the elderly, and immunocompromised individuals. As so far, we haven't seen such big problems with it. So there's no treatment, there's no therapy, there's no vaccine. You can only hope for the best if somebody is infected, but that is also normally the case. But all these common cold viruses come in waves with peaks and troughs. And at the moment, we see a peak of metapneumovirus. It's more common than it used to be. Having said that, before COVID, we wouldn't have monitored these things at the level that we do now. And if we had a HMPV spike before COVID, you wouldn't be interviewing me today, because hospitals would be full, because that's how it is in the winter, because people have respiratory illnesses. But nobody would have really looked. If it's not influenza virus that causes the flu, nobody would have really asked, oh, is it HMPV or is it RSV or is it one of the 200 others?
So basically, COVID has piqued our interest in viruses then, and perhaps how they originate. Do you think there's maybe more interest because it seems to have started in China, or there's a particular surge in cases in China?
I'm quite sure that it helps the popularity that it comes from the same country or is seen to come. We actually also have a peak in the UK and in other countries this year. So it's not just there, but clearly there's this signal and people are thinking about, and if the last pandemic came from China, the next one might as well. There's no scientific reason to believe that this might be the case, but that's how our brains work, right? We like to see patterns.
So how concerned, Martin, do we need to be then? Or do we treat this like another virus that can cause a cold and we just have to take the normal precautions?
I think it doesn't do any harm if we are a little bit more cautious. It doesn't do any harm if we remember what we learned from COVID, washing our hands. If we are infected, trying not to infect other ones, keeping distance, wearing a face mask. We can do all these things and then we can reduce the burden. That is generally a good idea. And I would have thought we learn more about that and become better in not having this massive spread of respiratory illnesses in the winter, but I was clearly proven wrong. But if we did that, the hospitals wouldn't be as full and we would get better service and so on. So that's it. But apart beyond that, it is there's no particular reason to be overly concerned.
Kent Online News.
A motorbike that was locked up by police after being involved in a crash on Sheppey has gone missing. The owner needed surgery and is still in hospital after losing control on black ice in Queenborough last weekend. The moped was reported missing after his dad went to collect it from Cromwell Road. Police have told us they're investigating. A new slip road off the A2 into the Wincheek part of Canterbury has been given the go-ahead. It's set to cost almost £9 million to build and will create a new junction aimed at easing congestion on the city's ring road. It'll cut across the existing park and ride site, and now the Highways Authority at the County Council will have a say. Next today, a Herne Bay man has decided to speak out to the podcast about his frustration at not receiving any post since before Christmas. Roger White claims he hasn't had important letters about health appointments or festive cards and gifts from family. He's been living in the town for more than 20 years and says he's never known anything like it. Reporter Millie Bowles has been speaking to Roger.
When did the issues with the post in Herne Bay first start?
Approximately 2 to 3 weeks, more like 2 weeks before Christmas.
What post have you got and what post haven't you got?
None.
So no cards and no letters?
Certainly not.
So how does it make you feel, how long it's been?
Angry.
And what kind of impact is it having on your life and, you know, your neighbour's life?
Well, obviously I can't speak for my neighbours. But on my life, apart from the annoyance, I may have, in fact, I think I probably have a hospital appointment. And the fact that my relatives say you haven't thanked us for your Christmas card. Why? Well, because I haven't had it. That's why. And things like that, and just in general, like, you know, you're supposed to be giving a service to the public and you're not.
This all comes shortly after the cost of a first-class stamp was increased by 30p to £1.65. Well, we have been in touch with Royal Mail and they say they don't recognise Mr White's claims that he hasn't received any post for the best part of a month. They've told us that almost all mail was cleared from the local delivery office today. We have a plan in place to manage delays and staff from nearby offices are supporting local posties. We expect service to markedly improve in the coming weeks if a delay occurs. Occurs, such as when a route is not completed, we will prioritise that area the following day to ensure any delays are kept to a minimum.
Kent Online reports.
Roads bosses say a bridge over a section of the M2 is set to close for 5 weeks. National Highways engineers will be carrying out repairs on the section of Maidstone Road between Bredhurst and Wigmore. It'll be shut from January the 20th to February the 21st. A multi-million pound bike factory in Ashford looks set to be given the go-ahead. Brompton announced plans to build on land near the designer outlet 3 years ago, but it's been delayed because of the weak economic climate. Well, the company saw a 99% drop in profits in the year to last March. The application will be voted on by councillors next week. A Kent artist's controversial plans for a seaside home have been delayed because not enough notices were put up advertising the application. Sam Cox, who's also known as Mr. Doodle, wants to build a bungalow in Dungeness inspired by his work. Well, the council have told us that not enough laminated yellow notices were put up with information from residents. It's not known yet when a decision on the property will be made. And finally, a Kent woman who launched a hotel service for hens is set to appear on the new series of Dragon's Den. Catriona Shovlin launched her business in Upchurch after noticing an increase in the number of chicken owners needing help during holidays. The 32-year-old now hopes to expand across the country and has been speaking to reporter Jo Cross.
I went on Dragon's Den to try and get to the next step, really, in my business. And the pitch was really looking for a franchise. So in Kent, obviously where I am, it's fully booked until 2026. So it's only solving the problem here in Kent and surrounding. And, yeah, I'm just looking to franchise to see if we could start, you know, looking after hens in different areas. Over 1 million of us in the UK now are actually keeping hens as pets and ducks as well. So yeah, they're becoming so popular that, you know, where are you going to put them when you go away on holiday, or, you know, you've got commitments? So yeah, that was the whole idea behind going on Dragon's Den, really.
How did it go? What was the experience like? I know you can't tell us the result, but how was it all?
Yeah, it was the scariest thing I've ever done, but overall, amazing, I've got to say, from the very beginning to, you know, being on the set with production and everyone, even in front of the dragons. It was just, yeah, it was incredible. I can't really even put it into words how great it was. So yeah, I definitely, if you're thinking of ever going on there, I would say just, yeah, do it. Be brave, do it.
She appears before the likes of Deborah Meaden and Sarah Davies tonight.
Kent Online Sport.
One from Sport Football and former Gillingham boss Mark Bonner says he believes they're primed to have a good second half of the season. The manager, who was sacked at the weekend, has now issued a statement. He's thanked the club's owners and says now players are coming back from injury, he expects results to improve under new boss John Coleman. And the Gills welcome Fleetwood Town to Priestfield in League Two on Saturday. That's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can also join Kent Online Premium, which gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. If you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. Plus, whilst you're on the site today, don't forget to check out our latest Eat My Words review.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.